Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of History Time with Ryan. Today we're going to dive into Ruth Wakefield and the accidental invention of the modern chocolate chip cookie. Let's get right into it. In 1930, Ruth Graves Wakefield and her husband Kenneth owned and ran the Toll House Inn off of Route 18 in Whitman, Massachusetts. Ruth Wakefield was a dietitian and chef who prepared all the food for her guests at the inn. One of her specialties was known as the chocolate butter drop dew cookie, which she was known for and that the guests absolutely loved. One night, she was baking her famous cookies when she realized that she was out of baker's chocolate, which is like a more pure form of chocolate with just cacao and like no extra sweeteners or sugar or something like that. It's usually a little bit thicker than your average chocolate bar, so it's like easier to slice and dice and just bake with overall. But let's get back to the story. She was looking around for a good substitute, and then she found some of Nestle's semi-sweet chocolate that was given to her by Andrew Nestle of, guess where, the Nestle Company. Man, that was a lot of Nestle's in one sentence. She chops it up and expects it to melt and make its way throughout the cookie, but much to her surprise, it doesn't. The individual pieces held their shape, but got gooey and all melted. This new cookie proved to be a huge success to her guests, so she had no choice but to make it a second time. She called it the Chocolate Crunch Cookie. Man, that is a lot of alliteration. The recipe was then published in a few area newspapers. She then released the cookbook, Toll House Tried and True Recipes, in 1936, which is still available to this day. I literally just found it on Amazon, which is like kind of cool. But then, to make it even better for the Wakefields, Nestle struck a deal with them to give them a free supply of chocolate if the Nestle Company could print their chocolate recipe on the bags of their chocolate morsels. Nestle then scored marks so that it was easier for people to make the cookies. This went on until 1939. When Nestle made their own pre-made morsels, known as the Nestle Toll House Morsels. Very creative name, I know. Then in 1983, Nestle lost all rights to the name when there were issues with the original deal with the Wakefields. Now, to this day, Toll House Morsels and Cookies have been a staple of kitchens all across the world. I'll see you next week. Alrighty, folks, I think this is going to be the end of History Time with Ryan for today. And like I do at the end of all History Time with Ryan episodes, I got to quickly shout out my sources, which for this episode were Business Insider, The New York Times, and Kitchen. If you guys thought this was interesting and want to learn more about it, I will leave the original recipe and Ruth Wakefield's original Toll House cookbook in the description of this podcast. If you guys like what I'm doing here, please leave me a like or a rating on whatever streaming service you guys are listening to. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or new ideas for anything that was said in this podcast, please email me at historywryan@gmail.com. And of course, before I end it up, I've got to give a huge shout out to Anchor, which helped me make this podcast and this entire channel possible. Anchor is a free podcast service which allows anyone to create a podcast without all the hassle that's usually associated with it. Alrighty, folks, thank you guys for listening, and have a nice night.